Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.
I want you to know that you matter. Yep, I said it. You. Not anybody else, but you. You matter. When you wake up in the morning, I want you to know what you do matters. When you brush your teeth in the morning, I want you to know that you matter. When you iron your clothes in the morning and you don't feel like getting out of bed, I want you to know that you matter. I want you to understand that you matter, because what you do could change somebody's life and the trajectory of what they can overcome. I want you to know that you matter, because nobody ever told me that I mattered. All the haters that went against you, all the people that doubted you, they didn't know who you was becoming. They didn't understand. You control your destiny. When you wake up in the morning and you look in the mirror, your competition is you. It ain't nobody else. It's you. I could have gave up when I got molested when I was 10 years old. I could have gave up and did woe was me and became a victim when my father wasn't there. I could have gave up when I was raised by my grandmother and everybody gave up on me. I could have gave up when the school system kicked me out and told me that I'd never be anything. My 8th grade teacher told me I wouldn't be anything. And now I understand that what's on the inside of me has to come out. So I'm telling you, don't run from the adversity. Don't run from the problem, because if you don't face it, you can become it. It's gonna make you stronger. It's gonna make you better. I took the easy way out when it came to trying to build a relationship with my dad. I took the easy way out when it came to going to college, starting and stopping. Because if you run from the adversity that you're going through today, you'll forever be at that level and what you're going through for the rest of your life. Because greatness is on the inside of you. I had to understand that. The adversity that you're going through, I'm telling you to face it. Yep, I know about the struggle, because see, I was there. I know about the struggle. I grew up without a dad. I grew up without my mom. I grew up on welfare. I know about the struggle. I was molested at 10 years old. I know about the struggle. I know what it feels like to have all the lights cut off and all you can do is just light candles so you can see around the house at night. I know what the struggle feels like. I know what the struggle feels like when I had to sit right there with my grandmother and we on welfare and we got to eat government cheese. I know what the struggle feels like. You see, the problem is that you're not trusting the process. You're rushing through it. You think that you can cut corners for you to be great. You think that everybody is supposed to support you for you to be great. You think that your family and friends are supposed to buy out to the vision and what you're selling, when God didn't give them the vision, He gave it to you. And so what you gotta do is that you gotta trust the process. You can't rush it.
Never accept the life that's been given to you. If it's something that you never like, I need you to change it. Never accept the life that's been given to you if you think that it'll never become who you were meant to be. You don't have to accept the life that's been given to you. So if you wanna change it, you can actually change it. You don't have to accept the life that's been given to you when nobody wants to support you and they're not standing up and clapping, or they're not hitting a share button or a like button or a heart, or they're not motivating you to become better, or they're not pushing you to become better. I'm telling you right now, you do not have to accept the life that's been given to you, because I didn't.
You see, when I was going through trials and tribulations in life, when I was going through hard times in life, when my dad wasn't there, when I was going through depression, when I was going through anxiety, when I was going through those sleepless nights, when I had that car wreck and I almost lost my life, I had to go through the process. And the problem is that you're not going through the process. You think that you can cut corners. So what am I telling you? I'm telling you to trust the process even when you're going through a storm and it don't look like you're gonna make it.
So I'm telling you that you never have to accept the life that's been given to you. I'm a father, I'm a husband, I'm a speaker, I'm an author, I'm an entrepreneur. And I did this with no blueprint. And I did this with straight will and determination because I understood that, listen, in order for me to leave a legacy, there were some things that I had to change. There were some things that I needed to become. I had to cut out the excuses. So I'm telling you right now, in order for you to be successful in life, I need you to cut out the excuses. I need you to end it all. No matter what it may look like, I need you to stop it right now. Because if you continue to come up with excuses through life, you'll never get to the level that you need to. And you'll always stay at your comfort zone. It's a beautiful place, but nothing grows there. And you got to take advantage of the opportunity in this lifetime. Because if you never take advantage of the opportunity, you'll continue to make excuses. You'll continue to be who people always said that you would be. So I need you to block out the haters. I need you to block out the lies. I need you to block out the people that don't support you. I need you to block it all out, no matter what it may look like. Because understand this, God gave you the vision. He didn't give it to them. So when they don't see your vision, I need you to understand that, listen, He gave it to me, so I'm locked in and I'm focused. No matter what it may look like, no matter what you may say, no matter what type of opposition that come my way, I need you to understand this. Understand that no matter what it is, no matter what level or whatever level you may get to in life, understand your purpose and understand that He gave you the vision, so I need you to walk it out. Because we know if it was easy, everybody would do it. But it's not easy understanding your purpose. It's not easy walking out your purpose. It's not easy being successful. It's not easy being an entrepreneur. It's not easy being married. It's not easy being a father. It's not easy to be who you are meant to become. They said that none of this could happen because I wasn't from that side of the track. I wasn't from that side where they provided me with a silver spoon in my mouth. I wasn't from that side where I grew up in a two-parent household. I wasn't from that side where you had much support or love. So the things that I didn't have, I made sure that I became those things. Because I said, the negativity stops with me.
So I'm telling you to go after your dreams. Turn your dreams into a reality. Because if you trust the process, I promise you on that other side of fear is greatness. You gotta get out of your comfort zone in order for you to be great. Nothing great comes from a comfort zone. Yep, it's a beautiful place, but nothing great comes from there. So there has to be something that is going to make you want to get to your destiny or the greatness that you have on the inside of you. So I'm challenging you right now. What are you going to face? What problems are you going to face? What adversity are you going to face? What mountain are you going to move? Face the problem and face the day. Because what you want, you can soon become. So I'm telling you, lay hold of it, because there won't be many people that's gonna support you. There won't be many people that's wanting to see you succeed. But one thing that I understand is that everybody's at the finish line, but nobody wants to run the race. So I'm telling you to lay hold of it. Why be normal when you can be extraordinary?
Sponsor ad. Would you like to listen to audiobooks? Listen to the world's best-selling audiobooks from our more than 10,000 audiobooks for free. Also, you can benefit from these excellent and informative podcasts for free. Get the helpful links in the description. Please support us. Thank you.